This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Here, so he's holding in the middle of proving or disproving Islam, Christianity, and so on. Aval, Shloi Namin b'nevua Zayid v'amar, I think they were Muslim. What? Hello? Ah, okay. So they were Muslim Nevi'im, I think it might be son-in-law, Muhammad's son-in-law. Ainza b'shvil she'inim Yisrael, k'ma she'choshvim ha'moin, achin etzterach l'dayik mi'milas ha'kerecha. So the problem we have with them is not that they're not Jewish. That doesn't automatically disqualify you. He says, sorry, iyo v'tseifa buldot v'lifas v'lihu kulam etzleinu Nevi'im. We hold them all to be Nevi'im. V'ach b'shvim Yisrael, even though they're not Mizrei Yisrael. The other side, Chananya ben Azor Navi Sheker of Yishlum Yisrael. So it's possible to have a Goyish Navi, and it's even though Chazal tell us that Bilam was given the Vua to show that that's why he's not giving the Vua to Mosaylam, Makapanim, he says over here, I guess it could be also depends when they were living, but it has nothing to do with being Yisrael, not Yisrael, and Chananya ben Azor was a Navi Sheker of Yishlum Yisrael. We look at the facts. Is the person a Navi? Is the person not a Navi? So Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah said there is no more Torah left. He said there will be plenty of people that will say Nevuah, but no one's going to bring a Torah down. If there's Torah left, somebody has to go up in Shemayim and take it down. So it's interesting. The Rambam brings this as an Iker, as one of these Gimli Ikrim. The Ikrim argues, it doesn't argue that's not true, but the Ikrim feels it's not an Iker. It doesn't have to be an Iker. One could, Torah could be true even if it could be changed. And he brings all sorts of Mekoros for that, but it's not exactly the same. In other words, he says, Lu Yitzur, somebody would come along with the attitude that Torah could be changed. Because it's Torah could be changed because it's a because the Torah itself says it should be changed, and he gives Misholem like certain things were asan and then became mutar. Kadosh Baruch Hu was the argument that it's not shaykh that a divine Torah would be changed. That he doesn't feel is a correct argument. So it's not that he's arguing on the fact that it didn't change and Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't change it. Just arguing on the fact that there's nothing wrong with saying that because of changed circumstances, the Kadosh Baruch Hu changed it. Ela Mashal, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Bechayris Davayda, and then he rescinded it from them. So no one is going to say that shows there's something wrong with Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he quote unquote changed his mind. We'll say we were Chaitim, and it was our problem, our fault. So he's not, you know, that's the signum that he takes, but the Rambam feels very strongly about it, and I guess this might be the reason for it. He feels that we would be having a problem with Christianity and Islam if you could say that it changed. He holds it's me'ikr possible because Moshe Rabbeinu said it's not going to change, and therefore it's not going to change. The truth is I assume the Ikrim also agrees that Moshe Rabbeinu said it's not going to change. And that's why it's true that it's not going to change. But it's not true that it's not going to change because it's impossible for Torah to change, but rather because Moshe Rabbeinu said it's not going to change. Shekein kosev v'chivanu b'shem abayir lahamen b'tera zeis onu v'neinu v'neinu atzev kaderis. Shekein kosev anestash Hashem akein anigaslanu v'neinu al oylam la'asir tiva tera zeis v'chol novi sheyamoid bein sheyam yuchus lekuno levia o sheyam moleki v'yoyma shekol achas mi'amitzvis So if any Navi, be it who it may be the chashivsta or the lowest, will get up and say that there's one mitzvah in Torah that's batal, shiker, v'hikrish v'asim ha-shabenu. He lied because he's being makrish Moshe Rabbeinu's v'vush she'amal lonul v'nein ha-noilam, that this Torah is going to last forever. L'fikoch nakrishehu v'narago yisoy. If we will have the ability to kill him, we'll do it. So the Rambam says that no matter who comes and says that Kodesh Baruch Hu changed it, he's Chayev Misa. Now, what's interesting is, would a Goy also be Chayev Misa? But I don't think the Rambam is Nochis to that Nachkimina between a Yid and a Goy. The killing him is because he's made a Sheker. I don't know if a Goy has that, those Isurim. I'm not quite sure that that's it's Nagia so much. But I'll call upon him, more than anything else, the Rambam wants to stress that the certainty that this person is being Meshaka from the fact that it's impossible Kadosh Baruch Hu changed it. So and it tells somebody once, when somebody asked about why we don't believe in Yeshu, it has nothing to do about believing in the miracles he did or didn't do. It makes very little difference. The bottom line is he was saying something which the Torah says is an impossibility. And being that he's drawing his nevuah from the Torah, he's makish atzmai. We don't even bother to ask him for credentials. And if he does it, we're not going to entertain any havamina that this is a meifis. I want to talk a little bit about this. This is the Rambam says this in Yisrael Torah, and it's be'etzem very relevant over here. The Rambam says come out the same thing. Let's understand. The Rambam has a whole perek that we didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of Eifa Moifis, because Eifa Moifis can be done through Kishuv and Lot and so on and so forth, and there are many problems with it. We only believed it from because we heard by Sinai Kadosh Baruch Hu say Moshe Moshe and so on. Let's try to understand the big difference between the two. If you're talking about what's easier and what's harder to stage, I would say that Kriyas Yamsuf is a much harder spectacle to stage than a voice coming out of smoke saying Moshe Moshe. You know, it's not such a big deal. If somebody can do Kriyas Yamsuf, I think this is a little bit on the easier side. So what does he mean? So let's use a dogma. Imagine that someone comes to me and he says, I own this car. What's the raya? I have a set of keys in my pocket. They fit the car. So that's a raya. It's a raya. Is it a clear? Do I see the ownership? No. A person can steal keys. At the end of the day, it's only coming with a question. Why would I have the keys in my pocket if I wasn't the owner? Maybe the owner gave it to me to take a package out of the car. If let's say a Yid comes along and he does a maifis, a chair rises above, a chair lifts itself up and it's hanging midair. So we would be like, wow. But be'etzem, it's only, it's evidence. We say, well, this is very hard to do. I don't know anyone else that can do it. I do believe in a God who's very powerful and strong, could do anything. Well, something like this was done, must be that this Yid, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who sent him to do it. It's a shtickel Torah. Logical, but all it is a shtickel Torah. If, let's say, I'm standing in a room, I'm standing outside someone's apartment, and I hear the person talking. So I can surmise from it that he has a guest. By the tone of the voice, I can surmise who he's talking to and this and that and that. But it's never more than a raya. I'm saying, well, he's telling him about this, and he's speaking in such a tone of voice, and this and this language, it must be Yechveis so-and-so. And then there's a matzav where I meet so-and-so. Now, it doesn't mean that I couldn't have had an act opposing that person. But the experience itself is I met the person. It's possible that it was put on by someone, maybe. But it's a whole different world. One is evidence or proof, and one is experiencing it itself. It's like if I see a video of a crime. I could question maybe the video is genuine or not. I could raise that question. But what I have in front of me is not evidence. What I have in front of me is a metzius. The nevuah, if someone comes along and said, tomorrow the rivers are going to overflow the banks. And lo and behold, the river overflows the banks. So that itself is not meeting a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's just a shtickel Torah. If this and this person would not have information that's from outside this world, how would you know the river would flood? It was a beautiful day yesterday, nobody saw anything. Baal Korchach, he has information from someone who knows their future, and that must be a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. So that's a shtickel Torah. But it's not something which I can put a finger on and say he experienced it. Masha Enke, when I heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe, so that was an experience. So just like if I talk to you, and so I know who you are. Somebody might come along and say, no, he was disguised, or somebody else is this, that. Fine, but what I, the thing that I experienced was a direct contact. And now that moves into the realm of a metzias rather than a surmised metzias. So the difference between Moifis and Har Sinai is one is a raya with a shtickel Torah. If it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we claim is almighty, doing it, there's no kayak within the Bria that could have done it. So it's evidence, but I'm always doubtful. I always think of different svaras. Maybe it's not such a good svara, and so on. Masha'ein Kane, if I have an experience with something, that becomes a metzias to me. And the Ram repeats basically what he says over here. He says, "Lefisha munosar moistoisa mitzara moifis kreshen eschayim mitzadzel lehakish be moifis anove ezel lo moifis moishra beinu." In other words, if this was a moifis, we ask ourselves, which moifis is the bigger moifis? I've got a conflict between two people, Bala moifsin, Bala shemtiv, so I'll look, whoever's the bigger Bala shemtiv. Aval hemanu bo yifis shemanu adover ke moishe shamahu, ubaze hemanu bo emuna shleimu mekuyemes ad oilom, shenema vegam becho yamina loilom. Va'anachta be'inyin zeh moishe abeinu, ke moish shnei edim sheidu shroa shum dover. Shekol echad mehem yodea bevadesh hu emes mashayot chaveri v'amitos dvarav. So we have two Edom coming together. They both reinforce each other. Ve'einon tzichon lahovel devarim raya v'fnei hamoin ha'am. And they don't need to bring a raya to everyone else that that I know the other person is saying emes. I don't know what he wants over here exactly, but basically his point is when two aidim come, each aid is comfortable that he's saying what he's saying as a haggadah shnei aidim. And that seems to be in the Ram, same exact lashon yad chazaka, that each one testifies both on himself and the other, and that's why a kat edim is treated as one unit for hazama and for other things. It's treated as one unit because the edim together testify on the event and testify on each other as well. V'chein adav abanu anachnu adas yisrael yodana mitas meshavenu. So we were part of that interaction. Not because we saw anything miraculous, but we experienced a type of experience that would be called the Shechina speaking to him. The moifsin that were done were just done as per need. We needed water, we needed man, we needed to go over the yam, but lemaisa, they are not proofs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umipnei she'ik ha'god lazo nishkach ben asen chol v'rei v'naseinu. He said, being that it's sort of by running a kasha, being that it's something that is so clear, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Moifsim into place and make that an important point? So the Moifsim are there. We never, even though people forget about it, they talk about the Moifsim, but the Moifsim are not the Yisrael Emuna. Yisrael Emuna is Maimon HaSinai. B'shvil zeh eino amin Moifsim k'mo shonim amin Moshe Rabbeinu v'lo yivshav b'neihem b'emuna. Moifis is not equal Moshe. So if Moshe Rabbeinu says something and there's a Moifis fakert, we go b'sa Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, you're trying to show me different things and convince me that what you have is good, is right, and so on. There's nothing you can show me unless you show me something comparable to Maimon HaSinai. Lefikach, im yamoid novi mi Yisrael mishar umis. So he says the right procedure is if someone comes along and he's coming with Divah His Eirus, he says, I have a message to tell you, to Mechazik Torah. We first ask him, Moifis. Emit Moifis Namen Boy, Via Etzleinu B'Miles Hanaviyim. So he asks, okay, I just got through saying before that moifsim are nothing, so why do you trust the Navi when he gives a moifis? So he says, umashan ma'aminim boy besitoy moifis ve'af apish evashu makrish. So we just said before that a moifis is never foolproof. He says, you're right, it's not a logical reason that we believe in a moifis. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Tzivon Ede Moshe V'Amal Lanok She'idosh Ne'edim Shum Dava Chatech Dan Pidusam V'Donetz Ne'kaf Zchus Samin Chaskas Chusam V'Av Apir She'itoch She'ido V'Emes She'ido B'Sheke V'Chein Tzivon Shem Yokum Novi V'Nos Oysi Moifis V'Nir Lefi Daita Pa'ulo Is Kifi Chituch Devaroi V'Av Apir She'adov V'Ef Shem Emes She'eshke U'Bil K'moy Ken She'ishtuam She'edim Eskab Mitzad Abua. So he says like this, the reason why we believe in a Navi when he gives a Maifis is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that under such and such, or Moshe Rabbeinu, I guess we're going with this thread of thought, Moshe Rabbeinu told us that there's a chiyuv to listen to a Navi that brings us a maifis to verify his to act to his credentials. So he says, just like two edis, you don't believe two edis because it's impossible two edis should lie, and because logically I must believe in edis. It's because the Torah says that if somebody will come as an aid, we accept him. So we're accepting his edus because the Torah told us to do it, not because there's any logical imperative to accept his edus. That's the point that he's making over here. So by definition, if we're listening to this person only because of the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, so bal karchach, anything that's makish nevuah, we're not going to listen to it. It's first of all because Moshe Rabbeinu said so, and secondly, it undermines the basic principle of why we're listening to the nevuah. I mean, we're listening to the nevuah because Moshe said so. And you're telling me that what Moshe Rabbeinu said is not true. So bal karchach, your nevuah is not true. Okay, ba'arin yizeh betachlis habiur. This is in this Pirush HaMishnah. The Hakdama, first the Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnah is the Rambam's Mayrach on this, and it's interesting. The Rambam makes a big to do about it. He knows where he's explaining the chesivus of, I guess, Teresh of Alpel, the Teresh of Iksav, over anything else. He says he speaks about how come we don't listen to a Navi in any Yonim of Torah. This is the point that he says over here. The umasharelu choladas ki kasha ain taisefes b'toras moishe gom b'ksuvim ki moike ain taisefes gom b'pirusha mekubel shilcham ishe ish b'toras ope. This also he says over there, very strongly so, that the klal that you can't be moisiv and great in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah applies as well to Torah Sheval Peh. There's anything that we have a Kabbalah and Mesiris on, we can't change or say through Nevuah that, you know, we're reevaluating it. Nevuah and Giluyim cannot change Torah Shevik Stav, nor Torah Sheval Peh. Both are not changeable through Nevuah. Avol. Now a new piece. Masha zechartu medivrei akitzim. So he said, you spoke about the kates. Umasha biyar ben tzadik bahem. And if tzadik goyin in Daniel speaks about the different kitzim and so on. So first you say, Shahakates al derech ha'emes lo yitochen l'shem odon das ha'isi lo'ilam. It's impossible for any person to know the kates. In other words, to know it in a very firm and sure way. We can always take a guess. And as we move along, the chances get better that our guess is going to be okay. But the kates itself is something that's impossible for anybody to know. How does he know that? He says, "Kemo shebiyah Daniel ve'oma kistumim v'chsum advarim ades kates." It's something that Daniel said, the Malach told Daniel that this is going. I'm telling you something, which will be in. Not understandable until the end. Avol roiv tsir tsas chachamim al zeh v'olav b'nesem shisigu kvar koydim anavi ade inen zeh. But there are people, there are quite a few people, many people that have been oisik in it and have come up with different kitzim. He says he's shoyt to Rav v'ter b'das. Not dear b'das that it's people become smarter or wiser, but rather people will think a lot about it. People will dabble in it a lot. Yirbu hadeyus v'asvaras boy. That goof is part of his nevuah. There'll be people who think that they'll know and they won't know. The achakach his hieronymous topic ben yizay told us not to get involved with it, not to have any sfeikas about Mashiach coming because we're having problems with the kitzim. V'ama al yatziv eschem lo yalech hashboinchem al kol ma sheis v'sach v'sif v'tikva shekein oma k'oit chazir l'moyed v'feach l'ketz v'yachaziv im yismameach hakeloi kibo yovoi lo yacha. Okay, I want to add a point here about the Daniel's gilui medikates and so on. There's an old, I don't know, Yiddish joke story that in Chelm they decided that the Rebbe needs to have golden shoes. It's very important for him to walk in the street with chashivas and a pair of golden shoes. So they voted unanimously, it was haste for the Rebbe, of course, to have a pair of golden shoes. So somebody said, you know, the streets in Chelm are such blotter that the golden shoes will get ruined. So we have to do something. So somebody was matzia to put rubber galoshes on the shoes. So pe'echo, they thought it's a good idea. Then somebody raised the shaila that if he's going to have rubber galoshes on the shoe, on the golden shoes, you won't see the golden shoes. So they decided they're going to cut holes in the rubber so people are able to see the gold. So the question was, but being that they'll cut holes, they'll get muddy again. So the safe pasuk was they would have the galoshes cutting the holes, they would have cork stoppers, corks that they would put into the holes, and the gabbai would be taking them on and off as he was walking so everybody could see the gold, but they wouldn't be affected by the blotter, something like that. I mean, well, let's ask ourselves. The Daniel is told a kates. And the Kates is, this is the real Kates. And then he's told, you know, Kistum v'chasuma derm at eight Kates. So I'm telling you a Kates, but you're not going to be able to know what the Kates is. So it's like wearing the golden shoes with the galoshes on it. Well, what's the point of it? Why do we have that? So the answer is twofold. One is, since nothing new is going to be mischadish really, and everything has to be in Torah, so the Kates is also in Torah, but it's a one-way mirror. Right now, you can break your head on the Kates; it's not going to, you're not going to figure it out, but once it happens, you'll be able to figure out the mafreya. It's like one of these treasure hunts where you get this mysterious note that tells you where it is, and you can't make heads or tails out of what they're talking about. But as soon as you see where it's hidden, you say, ah, that's what it meant. It's in a place like this, a place like that. You figure it out the mafreya. So there's an inyan that everything should be it should be in Torah, and you should figure it out the Mafreya, so that you realize the Mafreya that it was there all along. But beforehand, you won't be able to see it. You know, so that we can go on with our business. We have a stimus arcades and so on. That's one way of looking at it. There's another way, a deeper connection in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two mehalchim in the Bria. Like the Ramchal says, there's the Derech HaMishpat, which is up to us. We do Toiv, we Marbe, the good, we do Ra, we Memayet, and so on. And then there's what he calls the Derech HaYichud, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy all the time bringing the Tachlis, bring the Bria to its Tachlis. That's the that's the core part of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly in the Bria bringing it, but he's doing it in a way that's impossible to detect. It's something that it's a hidden halach. It's the derech that's nister, and therefore we are totally unaware of it. Lasid lavoi, when the gula comes, that we will become, that hanhaga will then become the hanhaga haniglis, and it'll be niskala. Right now it's the hanhaga nisteris, and we don't have any access to it. When it develops, it'll become the chelak hanigla de bria, and then we'll understand it. So the pshat is Torah itself. I guess we'll use the old formulation of istakvar isabar alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Torah itself, you have an accurate reflection of the world. In this, there is geula is a matzah that's now. There is geula now going on. But that geula belongs to the mahalchim nistarim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not megala anything. It's a mahalach that is behesta, and therefore it's makom Torah is behesta. Yisrael means that all the mahalchim in the world have their true shrashim in Torah the way they are. So a mahalach that is now hesta, what comes out in the Torah is it's makom Torah is behesta. Lasid lavoi, that mahalach is going to be the mahalach on Nicholas. That is going to be the mahalach, and then it'll become Nicholas. So here also, right now it belongs to the stumim v'chasumim. It belongs to the chelik of the bria that exists, and that's why we had to put it into Torah, because if it exists in the bria, it exists in Torah. But there's a tzara shaveh. Anything that exists in the Torah behesta is going to exist in the Bria behesta, and anything that's in the Torah benigla is going to exist in the Bria benigla. So this has to be benigla in Alasid Lavoi and benista now. So he says, that's why you have the inyan of its hesta. That also is going to be merumis. And we also have we're warned that don't allow this to create doubt. So the tikva for the kates is really it's a chibur to the kates that exists now. The emun and geula is not that Kadosh Baruch Hu will at some point bring a geula. It's a sort of hechetimtza to connect with what's waiting, you know, machakosleinu to come out. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. You have anything to ask? Any question? Any kuda? Right.